From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. A coalition of many of Florida's top cops says a ballot measure allowing medical marijuana in the state is worded too loosely. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd is president of the Florida Sheriff's Association. He says there will be very little oversight on who can become a caregiver under the proposed constitutional amendment.
It is intentionally written that way so there can be a lot of people peddling dope across the state of Florida under the guise of being a caregiver.
Judd is part of an anti-marijuana coalition known as Don't Let Florida Go to Pot. He says other states that have legalized medical marijuana have run into problems surrounding who is allowed to prescribe it, and they've had to try to fix the problem after the fact. The medical marijuana measure will be Amendment 2 on the November ballot and requires more than 60% of the votes to pass. Meanwhile, as U.S. officials successfully stem drug trafficking from Central America and Mexico, drug traffickers are returning to familiar territory, the Caribbean. Miami Herald Caribbean correspondent Jacqueline Charles tells us that U.S. officials and Caribbean leaders are very concerned.
Drug pushers always look for new territory. As a result, they are returning to the Caribbean, which is in the 80s and the 90s, was a main point of a launching point for drug traffickers.
A top State Department official says that the United States has spent nearly $150 million in the fight against drug trafficking networks in the Caribbean. CARICOM, an organization of Caribbean leaders, will meet today in Antigua. One of the topics on the agenda for discussion is the region's drug trafficking problems. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte.